Carolina Outdoor Show is brought to you by The Outdoor Guys from Jesse Browns.
All right, welcome. The Carolina Outdoors, Father's Day weekend. We're glad that you're joining us here via News 1110-993 WBT. We're the Outdoor Guys on the Carolina Outdoors. I use we're loosely because it's just TJ Boggs on the other side of the glass. And
good morning.
Yours truly, Bill Barty. We're missing MIA, Don Yeager, on assignment. We don't know if he's headed to the coast, to the mountains, or somewhere on a Piedmont lake.
I bet he's fishing, though.
But I bet he's fishing. And the only reason that we know that is because deer season is not in season right now.
Yeah, it's a dead giveaway.
But we're glad that you are joining us. Listen, we invite everybody to head over to any of the Instagrams or Facebook pages via Jesse Browns. Just type in Jesse Browns, or it's Jesse Browns CLT. And you can participate in our conversation regarding the outdoors, regarding the Carolina outdoors, or regarding Jesse Browns themselves. That's where I hang my hat through the week. And listen, this time of year, many of us, Carolinians and then those that are listening outside of the Carolinas, start heading out on vacation. And one of the special parts of being in the Carolinas is we have easy access to our coast. And speaking of deer, we're going to talk to an author here in Charlotte who has a couple of books based on a character named Mimi. And Mimi happens to be a fawn, a deer. And we're going to invite Catherine Farley, who is the author of Mischievous Mimi Explores Seabrook Island, which we're going to learn about, as well as Mimi Discovers Sullivan's Island, which we're going to learn about Sullivan's as well, as we invite Catherine Farley to the Carolina Outdoors. Catherine, welcome.
Thank you, Bill. I'm really excited to get to talk with y'all this morning.
Well, we're excited to talk to you as well. We want to learn about how Mimi came about, how she was born in your creative mind and became a character in a book or two.
Well, you know, children bring great things into your lives, and I have to say that I have three children, and my girls are the ones that came up with this whole idea and encouraged their mother to do something that was kind of out of her realm. So as a family, we've always collected books when we've gone places, and that's kind of been my kids' treat when we visit somewhere. And so in their minds, there is a book about every place that's important in this world. And we were fortunate to visit Seabrook Island a lot when they were little, and there was not a children's book. And they kept nudging me along and telling stories about different things on the island and, you know, different windows opened. We met an illustrator, and we met someone that published books, and we just thought, you know, this is what we're supposed to do right now. And Mimi was born because deer can kind of get around everywhere and have a nice vantage point. They can be on land, they can be in water, and so we thought that would be a great character to kind of be our explorer, so to speak.
Well, we'll have people who are listening who maybe don't know about Seabrook Island. What did you find special about Seabrook, and then what did you allow Mischievous Mimi to explore at Seabrook Island?
Oh, Seabrook is just, it is a coastal treasure. They've kept so much of the island natural. And really, if you drive onto the island on a bike, or you walk on by foot, or you see deer immediately. And they just seem to really kind of show you where all the unique spots are in nature. And we just, you know, the trails and the beach walks and the marshland, and there's just all kinds of places where you can be with nature on the island. And the deer just kind of enhance that. So it's a special place, a really special place.
And I guess that nature being a reoccurring word, this has become an educational process, not just for you and your family, but these books are kind of written to provide education on barrier islands, on nature, on conservation. teamwork, yeah. All of that stuff.
They are. They are. The first book on Seabrook Island, we really focused a lot on conservation. It teaches children a lot about the history of kind of where we've come from back in the 1970s with conservation of sea turtles. And anybody that visits the North Carolina coast over the summer or South Carolina coast will notice that there's turtle nesting places everywhere. And we enjoyed learning about how that whole process works and how turtles come back to the same point to nest, these mother turtles. And they're some of the oldest living animals on the earth. And so we used the Seabrook Island book to educate people a lot about that, which is a huge component of coastal conservation and just in taking care of the shore, because it's just a beautiful part of our world.
Well, and I'm going to jump in there, and I should have done this at the beginning, but tell us quickly, and we'll move on, where Seabrook Island is.
Well, Seabrook is, a lot of people don't know. A lot of people know Kiowa Island, and Kiowa and Seabrook are actually neighbor islands. They're just about 20 minutes south of Charleston, so they're great spots to visit. And you know, if you ever have a rainy day at the beach, you can head into Charleston and do some of the sightseeing down there. So it's a really close to Charlotte too. It's it's about a three and a half hour drive.
Well, and then so. Mimi is traveling, so now we're in South Charleston. And as with the first book, maybe that first book garners more attention when a second book comes out. So Mimi has moved on to discover Sullivan's Island, still in the Charleston area. Hey, what's the difference? They're both barrier islands, but what's Sullivan's bring to Mimi's exploration?
Well, Mimi obviously loves the low country, loves the Charleston area. Sullivan's, what we really try to provide for children and families in this book is teaching the concept of preservation. So we talk a lot about history. Fort Moultrie is located on Sullivan's Island, and there's an old Sullivan's Island lighthouse on the island, and there's a couple of really old churches that withstood the war times that, from back in the 1800s. And so we really like to show how the people of Sullivan's Island have been very resourceful in using old bunkers and batteries to build different buildings. Their library on Sullivan's Island is actually in an old bunker, and it's just a really neat place to visit to kind of take a step back in history and appreciate what people have done to preserve our history. And so we focus a lot on that in the Sullivan's Island book, and kind of the theme of it is the letting your light shine,
right?
Like that we all, that's part of what we want to do while we're here in this world is, to shine our lights and be a bright light to other people.
Hey, we're exploring with Mimi, Catherine Farley. She's the author of two books, Mischievous Mimi Explores Seabrook Island, and now Mimi Discovers Sullivan's Island, both based in the Charleston area of South Carolina. Great places to go. Now, Catherine, hold on to your hat. Here comes outdoor guy TJ Boggs.
This seems like it'll get kids a little more interested in the less touristy aspect of the beach and vacation and, more history kind of thing. Is that what the book's kind of intention
was? Yes, they really seek to, you definitely have fun in the ocean and all that, but to also know that there's some really unique things on both of those islands that can teach you what people have embraced in those areas. People on Seabrook Island really embrace conservation a lot and, of the land and of the waters there. And they do the same on Sullivan's, but they also have the added enhancement of, the history that occurred on Sullivan's Island with the forts and the wars. And those are great things to learn about while you're there.
Hey, if you're wondering what one of your neighbors is doing in the Charlotte area, one of them's writing books, Catherine Farley. ExploreWithMimi.com. That's M-I-M-I. You can head over there and interact. Thursday Treks with Mimi is on the website, too, so you can interact with a deer, a fawn named Mimi. Catherine, thank you so much for joining the Outdoor Guys here on the Carolina Outdoors.